Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I am on the line with Elise Bergio. Elise, under recommendations of the U.S. Attorney General, marijuana may likely be reclassified from its Schedule 1 status to Schedule 3. What are your thoughts based on this news, and can you talk a little bit about how this will help marijuana businesses, especially here in New York State?
Sure. So in addition, the Drug Enforcement Administration, so the DEA, also agreed that it should be reclassified from Schedule 1 to Schedule 3. Just so we're clear, it doesn't make any distinctions between medicinal and recreational. So this is just a classification for all marijuana. And it has actually, once it's implemented, a lot of implications for cannabis businesses, mostly I would say in the taxation and research realm. And then there's a lot of, you know, vague, I would say unclear interstate commerce issues that could happen later on down the line.
I know we've talked about the marijuana business having real troubles finding banking institutions to do business with. Does this help maybe alleviate some of the banking issues and allow some banks to get into the business with cannabis? Or do you think the U.S. needs to deschedule cannabis in order for some real change to be made?
Nope, banking should loosen up significantly. It also will have a really strong effect on taxation because at the moment, cannabis businesses have to follow what's called this 280E provision in the IRS code, which doesn't allow you to write off anything other than cost of goods sold. And sometimes that could mean, you know, for a cannabis business, a cannabis retailer, 40% of your business can be taxed. And that's really impacting how these guys, you know, have a surplus or if they're doing well in their business, if they have to shut down. So it's a small step in the right direction, reclassifying it to three, but I completely agree. Everybody would love to see it removed from the scheduled substances.
Do you think with the tax breaks and other things, you know, reclassifying does for the marijuana industry, this could help maybe lower the prices of legal marijuana and help maybe curb the illegal market to an extent?
Yeah, I think that's a great point. Obviously, with some more tax relief comes a decrease in price. I also think that now that the idea is to make cannabis like a commodity similar to alcohol, and so the more and more we do that, the more enforcement that we see, we hopefully start busting up these illicit shops a lot more and making it so that it's just a regular course of business without this impact of having the store next door to you selling marijuana for 40% the cost of what you have to sell it for, given the legal market.
I know that, you know, the reclassification of marijuana doesn't make marijuana illegal federally. Is there any other things that, you know, you foresee this reclassifying not doing for the marijuana industry that needs to happen?
So, you know, yes, it's just been rescheduled to three, but there's, you know, still a lack of clarity on its impact and how it's governed, right? So what I was talking about earlier in regards to, like, say, interstate commerce, meaning that, you know, marijuana can be sold across state lines, So if interstate commerce is permitted, say a California grower would be able to sell their weed in, say, New York State. Now, this is unclear, obviously, through this reclassification, but these are things that I do think are going to open up the market a little bit, and we're going to have a lot of conversations surrounding that idea, which could impact New York growers, right? So everything's going to have an effect. At the moment, it is a positive step forward for businesses who can, you know, hopefully survive another day with less taxation and, you know, potential banking opportunities. And we're going to start to see, like, the domestic market of cannabis potentially be open across state lines, like we haven't seen before.
What are the next steps in reclassifying? I know there needs to be some type of public hearing and approval process.
Yes. So essentially, we still have quite a bit of time. Okay. So the proposal that was submitted by the DEA, it still has to get reviewed by the White House Office of Management and Budget. And then after that, once it's reviewed, it has to undergo a public comment period. And then it gets reviewed from an administrative judge. And then it would have to get published in the register. So there is quite a bit of time before this becomes, you know, a implemented removal from 1 to 3. But we are, you know, in the right direction. I will say that it's not going to happen tomorrow. I would hope to see this happen, you know, before the end of the year. But we'll see how, you know, rapid this moves with the White House Office of Management reviewing it. Because public comment periods can really just range on the amount of time. It could be 60 days, could be 30 days, depending.
I know, as you know, as more states legalize marijuana, the stigma kind of tends to continue to gradually decrease. But even now that the U.S. is strongly considering reclassifying it, do you think that some of the stigma continues to dwindle, especially when, you know, older people are going into marijuana shops now and really discovering what the cannabis industry has to offer?
I just think it's a time issue, honestly. I think it's a time issue and people adjusting to the business. You know, it can't happen overnight. I think we've had a long-standing problem with the war on drugs and, you know, perception about weed and is it a gateway drug? And it's been a debate for quite some time on people's position on whether or not marijuana should be Schedule 1. And so a lot of times that just lessens with knowledge. And I think a lot of misconceptions about cannabis is out there. And the more it's, you know, visible and it's accessed by people in the community, the less I think the stigma maintains itself over time. And if people don't like it, they don't like it. Great. You don't have to buy marijuana. Nobody wants you to. But it does give people access to clean, you know, lab tested weed that is being utilized for medicinal and recreational purposes. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.